Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy, blessed, motivating Monday. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you're tuned in to the Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts during this live episode of Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. So we're back to the way we were back in the day and not long ago. Morning, Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time. I know it's afternoon and night and late night in other parts of the world also. So noontime, evening, late night in other parts of the country. But 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and every other Sunday. Every other Sunday and pop-up shows, you know, during any time. Evening, night, afternoon. But thank you so much for your prayers and thank you for your listenership and your friendship since March 2011. And thank you, most importantly, for the prayers. If you realize the last broadcast, I talked about it being springtime and for your prayers when the bad weather come through Mississippi on Friday night, and oh my God, those prayers were needed, still are needed. Since then, nearly 30 Mississippians have lost their lives. Many are in the hospital. The whole town of Rolling Fork just in non-existence. But they rebuild. A lot of healing. A lot of loss of life. You know, we can rebuild houses and buildings and schools, but life, oh my God. So thank you all for your prayers. And bad weather came through yesterday. I thought we would broadcast yesterday at 3. But it was predicted that the bad weather would be in South Mississippi. South part of I-55, many of you are familiar with South part of Mississippi and I-55. That storm came to Jackson, Mississippi, 5 o'clock. Now it gets dark at 7. It started getting dark right before 5. Excuse my voice, morning voice, and I think I'm a little hoarse, but it started sprinkling, and immediately it just starts storming, lightning, thundering, high winds, whoa, just going, just rocking and rolling. A lot of flash flooding. The high winds did affect some residents of the Metro Jackson, Mississippi area. Some big trees did fall, I think, in Clinton, Mississippi. People, those of you that are in Mississippi and do watch our media, that's not on national, international news, hail. But the international are here, so they're right here, you know, due to the bad weather Friday. A big shout out to our governor and our federal leaders and our local leaders, the mayor of Roland Fork and George Flagg of Vicksburg and Governor Tate Reeves and Congressman Benny Thompson, Cindy Hyde Smith, Senator Roger Wicker, oh my goodness, and the head of Homeland Security and MEMA, and so many leaders and the way the communities are coming together is just amazing. But people from all around the country are here in Mississippi. Some people have never even been to Mississippi, not even thought about Mississippi. But God has guided them to come help rebuild, help rescue, and help souls of those that have lost. And, you know, we all are experiencing this. But when I asked for you all's prayers during that last broadcast, I've sunshine all week, and it's something about that Friday evening storm. I just felt like, oh my God, we need prayer. We need prayer all the time because they, you know, they pop up. Like yesterday morning, we had a pop up storm I didn't even know about, and I didn't even know about it until I opened the door to do yard work to thank the Lord and to do yard work, and it had rained. It had rained pre-morning, even though I had seen on the news we were under thunderstorm warning to 8. I didn't know it had actually been raining, you know. But it rocked and rolled from 5 to like 7:30 here in the Jackson metro area. You know, wow. So with the talk being spring, And look, you would think we would be accustomed to thunderstorms and hurricane weather. I'm 54 years old, young, and all my life they all are different. No joke. The same thing in preparing to be safe. We always have to be on guard to be safe. You know, like, okay, what do we need to hunker down and so on? But, whoa. Now, a couple years ago, we had high winds in my area. We heard that train noise, and we took precautions. And that was when my kitty cat, Sylvester, was a kitten. I grabbed Sylvester, and I got in the closet. When my niece come to me asking me, how does a tornado sound? It sounds like a train. I said, it sounds like what we hear right now. And then my sister had been in a tornado in Dallas, Texas, and, of course, living here. And I said, ask your grandma, too. I said, cause she's actually been in them also in Dallas and here, too. And so the sirens were running. And like, wait a second. You know, because sometimes, like, okay, it's a regular storm. Jumped in that closet with my kid and my niece and still haven't got in the closet with me. And I guess my sister got in the closet in the bathtub. But thank God it didn't touch down, but it stayed above us. But the high wind did destroy a lot of trees in my area and in my neighborhood. And it's two parts to my neighborhood. So in the second part, it blocks the entrance to that second part of the neighborhood. I see one of my friends on the news. Eddie Green on the news talking about the high storm. Civil rights leader and still an advocate. Right now, and a leader, political leader. But yeah, thank you all for your prayers and praying for those of you, like I mentioned on the last broadcast, that are dealing with horrific natural disasters and other situations. Though our friends in California dealing with flooding and tornadoes. I mean, a tornado, earth tornado, you know, and then tornado earthquakes, not normal, right? I remember a friend of mine wanted me to move to California to, he said, you really would become a star if you moved to California. And I did visit, and that was so, like in like 1991. And because the family was from Mississippi, and he was a student at Jackson State. And I was like, with the earthquakes? And he was like, with the tornadoes and the hurricanes in Mississippi, you know? Wow, worldwide. We still must keep our friends in Turkey and Syria in our prayers. Millions of people displaced. A big shout out to Salt Bay. He's setting a very good example. His company, Nursa, and his staffers are doing an amazing job. They've been feeding the displaced since the first day. And that's amazing, and that is so awesome. Because I think a few weeks before that, he had donated like half of his profits from his coffee house, or maybe from his entire hotel in Istanbul, Turkey. But I know he donated like half of his 6 months profit to the youth services in the state of Turkey. But it's just amazing when people set examples in communities all around the world every day, and especially in surprise, unexpected times of need. And we all can make a difference, like on my podcast, Spreading the Word. You know, some of us can say, well, what can I do? I mean, we can start right in our own space, in our own community, on social media. That's making a difference when you spread the word, when you make a post, when you host a podcast or come on a podcast. There's so many ways that we can make a difference. Prayer makes a difference. Encouragement makes a difference. We all can make a difference. Like Michael Jackson said, we can all make the world a better place. We all can comfort one another. We all are dealing with things. You know, from the homeless to the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, we all are dealing with things, and we all need each other. And give all glory and praises to God, Allah, Jehovah, to God, to the Creator. Even my atheist friends, they, you know, give their gratefulness and their thankfulness to the world and to making the world a better place. So it takes us all supporting each other and spreading the love and not the hate. I'm going to provide information regarding tornado info update. I will edit the description and put information on after the broadcast also. So this week you can catch Chuck and the Tim Reports every morning. I'm committed to it every morning. The 5 a.m. Club. I am a member of the 5 a.m. Club. So a big shout out to all you 5 a.m. Clubbers. Yeah, 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Club. All those people that wake up, get it started. You know, some of you all was the 4 a.m., 3 a.m., but get it started 5 a.m., you know, doing meaningful and purposeful things to get the day started and keep it consistent. Those are 5 a.m. People. Fran Kermizzi, which I usually start the show off with his music. He's based in Istanbul, Turkey, and you mean he and I would be like Facebook friends. And he's one of my first Facebook friends, to be honest. And always supported each other. creative side. He's an awesome musician and advocate in Istanbul. And so I will play more of his music when, which we will get back to those 2-hour, 3-hour shows. You listen to the archive shows, you can hear some amazing music that he produced. But if you go to his YouTube channel, you will also just fall in love with his new music. The BBC. At least 26 people have died after storms triggered tornadoes and flooding across several southern U.S. states. As many as 60 tornadoes ripped through Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi on Sunday, while severe storms hit parts of, well, wait a second. Well, this is the right story, but I don't want to read that story. It's not as in-depth as it should be, let's see. And I want to share some updates. Locations regarding shelters. But it's springtime. And with springtime, there come many things to do in the spring. Because this is a show about spring talk. I started spring cleaning about a month ago. So many people are spring cleaning inside and outside. Spring cleaning topics shows have always show. Since we started the show, right? Because you all are part of it. And also the co-host. But spring cleaning, very important. I've been preparing our yard and our neighbor's yard, and also doing spring cleaning inside also. So that would be an ongoing conversation. Again, Cousin Linda, I'm going to suggest to Cousin Linda also that we talk about. Because with every season, we will, you know, be dining alone with other people, having gatherings, right? So I think all of us, even the most etiquette of the etiquette, all need refresher courses in etiquette, from dining to just behavior, period. So, yeah. Here's a more updated story. MSN. New tornadoes miss Georgia, ABC News, and then other states are here helping us. It's just amazing. But Rob Marciano, he arrived here immediately, and other weather people, internationally known weather people. So thank you all for the coverage and helping us. New tornadoes menace Georgia. 2-year-old among the 25 dead in Mississippi. A series of twisters touched down Sunday in Georgia, two described by the National Weather Service as large and extremely dangerous, as President Joe Biden approved disaster relief for storm-battered Mississippi, where at least 25 people were left in the wake of a powerful tornado outbreak. And during the press conference, Congressman Benny Thompson mentioned that he had never seen a disaster relief be approved in such an immediate fashion in all his years of being a congressman. So he really praised the Biden administration for that. And they, and Homeland and MEMA heads and directors, they immediately arrived here too. The press conference were, I mean, this was a rare tornado. Also, the very rare, rares in this form, like in the 1-2%. Crazy. But residents of Macon, Georgia, suburbs of Milledgeville, Linton, Buell, and Underwood were advised Sunday morning by Weather Service to take cover now. Wow. So definitely praying for in Georgia. Let's see. Here's another story. I have my TV on low volume, but they, I know 16 has been providing information regarding shelters. Today we have sunny weather, no rain. I don't see any rain in the prediction. Early showers tomorrow, and then rain on Saturday and rain late night on Friday. But we will have sunny weather in the 70s and 80s this week. 80s on Friday and 70s all week. Rolling, but you know what? It can be sunny and start raining while the sun is out and turn tornadic. Yeah, but so glad for spring to be here. Rolling Fork, Mississippi, the death toll after the devastating tornado on Friday in the southern United States has risen to at least 26, with 25 in the poorest U.S. state of Mississippi alone, the protection authorities said on Sunday. There are always reports that there have been the poorest, but also there's a stat of Mississippi being home to the most millionaires per capita square mile. I know, go figure that one out, right? Mississippi is home to the most millionaires per capita square mile. I need to double check, but it's been like consistently year after year. That's been a stat too. Dozens were injured while at least one person died in neighboring Alabama, according to media reports. The Weather Service warned of further violent storms. Initial reports put the death toll at least 23. President Joe Biden declared a disaster emergency for Mississippi on Sunday, meaning federal funds can be released for reconstruction. Assistance will be available to private individuals and the state government, among others. Grants may be available to home repairs, emergency shelter, or uninsured property damage, for example, the White House said. The Weather Service warned, yeah, because I know the MEMA director said that, you know, number one, people can contact their home, their insurance companies, you know, but like, what about people that don't have insurance? So uninsured people can also, would also get aid. The Weather Service warned of severe thunderstorms on Sunday, which did happen, with hailstorms that could reach the size of chicken eggs. They did. Some people posted. More tornadoes and wind gusts of more than 68 miles per hour are also possible. Meteorologists expect the regional storms to weaken in the evening and be allowed by isolated showers. To be honest, I thought the rain, the storm, I told Cousin Linda, I said, well, the rain lasted from 5 to 7:30. It did come to Jackson because I had told her it was going to be in South Mississippi. We were under tornado watch till 11 p.m. last night, and it's been raining overnight. I'm assuming it's not raining now, but it's been it kept raining and thundering, and the sky stayed bright all overnight. So I went to sleep. I woke up, you know, periodically, you know, to take, you know, bathroom breaks and just, you know, whatever. And so it's supposed to be sunny today, but definitely praying. I'm looking at where Jordan Hall of the Weather Channel had posted the first lightning roll, Lynn Fork rolling for Mississippi, the violent tornado last night. So far, about 2,000 people lived in Rolling Fork. Almost completely destroyed the small town of Rolling Fork. Many of them in converted caravans. A large part of the population lives below the country's poverty line. The news of people are happy people, heartbroken people because of the loss, but so optimistic. And I think that can that show us all how to, you know, just believe. The mayor is also the funeral director. Isn't that crazy? So he's burying friends, and then he's consoling people, families that he's close to. Not only is he the mayor, but he's just, wow. Definitely sending prayers. Definitely. That is something to be the mayor and to be the funeral director. Wow. Let's take a moment of silence. Praying for the tornado victims, still praying for Turkey, still praying for all the situations that are going on, the natural disasters, the violent crimes that are happening, praying for world peace, for people to live better lives, for us all to live better lives, praying in the name of Jesus, in whatever your faith is. It's so important for us to pray to Jehovah, to pray to Allah, my atheist friends, to just, you know, positive, think positive and be grateful for one another. So I'm looking at a shelter list. Shelter locations. Here's the list. And this is from WJTV, the CBS affiliate here in Mississippi. And the story is by Caitlin Howell. Rolling Fork, Mississippi, the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, MEMA. Shelters have been opened to those who have been affected by the tornadoes on Friday, March the 24th. More than 25 lost their lives. The fallen shelters are open. Old Amory National Guard Building, located on 101 9th Street in Amory, Mississippi, zip code 38821. Again, the first shelter is Old Amory National Guard Building, located on 101 South 9th Street, Amory, Mississippi, 38821. And those of you that want to deliver supplies to these locations, please do. Or need to show up in person, please do. Next is the National Guard Armory. National Guard Armory is also a shelter for the victims of the tornado in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. National Guard Armory, 19719 U.S. 61, Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 39159. National Guard Armory, 19719 U.S. 61, Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 39159. And next is the Humphreys County Murtai Building, 417 Silver City Road. You know, we've heard a lot about Silver City Road, too, on the news. It was a lot of damage that happened there. Belzoni, Mississippi, 39038. Humphreys County Multipurpose Building, 417 Silver City Road, Belzoni, Mississippi, 39038. So I'll repeat that, those locations again. Shelters are open. A lot of donations are coming in for needs, for children, for adults. And those of you can, that I'm sure they will accept donations at these shelters. If you want to show up in person, show up. Old Emory National Guard Building, 101 South 9th Street, Emory, Mississippi, 38821. National Guard Armory, 19719. U.S. 61, Roland Fort, Miss 39159. Humphreys County Multipurpose Building, 417 Silver City Road, Belzoni, Mississippi, 39038. So those are the three main shelters. I'm sure other shelters are open, but those are the shelters that are open for those hit in the Roland Fork area that lost everything, that lost people, pets, worship, the home, lost everything. Again, I'll repeat it again. The following shelters are Old Emory National Guard Building, 101 South 9th Street, Emory, Mississippi, 38821, National Guard Armory, 19719, U.S. 61, Roland Fort, Mississippi, 39159, Humphreys County Multipurpose Building, 417 Silver City Road, Belzoni, Mississippi, 39038. And they're showing images now on our WAPT News, ABC, affiliate, and showing clips from the press conference yesterday. A big shout out to my family and friends and loved ones and the listening audience. Thank you so much. You are amazing. Thank you for your support. Email me at culturshock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K, E-N-T underscore Beth at Yahoo. com. You know, do what you do when you interact with me on social media and in person, that interact with me right here in the BTR community. Remember to create your listener profiles so you can chat in the chat room and also interact with the entire BTR community. Big shout out to Brother Warren, a BTR colleague who called into the show. We're doing part one of the discussion regarding the importance of Black history with co-host Cousin Linda Oliver and I. And also he invited Cousin Linda on the show, and that was a powerful show to discuss her experience with the Civil Rights Movement, marching with Mega Everson as a teen in the 60s. So I will reshare those programs from a month ago with you all. A big shout out to my Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn, all my social media friends, to the Avon community, to my Avon coaches in Naples, Florida, to the No Labels. You all know I'm a longtime member of No Labels. No Labels. No Labels. We're doing great things, bipartisan political organization. And now third party. We're getting qualified in states. I am the co-chair of our beautiful state of Mississippi. A big shout out also to Alice Skelton, who is another member based here in Mississippi. So a big shout out to her. So we're coming together. We're working together. Bipartisanship. Yesterday was a perfect example of bipartisanship when our leaders came together. And like the governor said, it was not about politics, about humanity. Okay, storm recovery kit, save the children, mobilizing to get kits to the children in need, water, food, hygiene kits, diapers, and more. Save the children. So shouting that out because I'm seeing that on the TV screen. Help Mississippi tornado victims. Oh, where to So if you do not go to WAPT 16 News website, and there is a QR code that you can scan to get information of where to donate and your volunteer efforts also. Do not self-deploy. So it's, do not self-deploy, I guess, means like I decide I'm just going to go. You know, do not self-deploy yourself. Be connected. But I'm sure they won't turn away anyone who shows up, because I just got through telling people they show up at these shelters. So I'm sure they, you would not be turned away. But one thing that the MEMA director advised, follow the advice of our leaders. Do not go in certain areas because it's dangerous. A lot of deaths and injuries happen during this time after a storm, down power lines, and this dangerous situation can happen right now during this moment, during the aftermath. So thank you all for your prayers. High winds hit here in Jackson yesterday. So it's a way of life here, but then it's like a way of life that never the same, you know? You know what I'm saying? Those of you, because I'm praying for those. There's still winter blizzards. Half of those of you that are thinking, you're talking about spring, and we're in the middle of a blizzard. So definitely sending love and prayers to those of you that are in the midst of winter blizzard storms also. And spring is here, and we're in the season of Easter, and also happy Ramadan to those many friends in Ramadan. We have a vibrant Muslim community here, like all other places. Thank you for tuning in. We have 3 more minutes of live streaming. So I will provide my thank you for those of you that have sent me numerous friend requests on Facebook. You can only follow me under Bethany Williams, and definitely follow the page. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports have long time had a page. So I do post on the page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Facebook page. And then Beth Avon Lady, you all have been sending a lot of friend requests to that page. And Sports Entertainment Show, I had planned on doing Friday. So we definitely would do a show focused on business, sports, and entertainment hot topics this week. Again, broadcasting daily mornings at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and every other Sunday. So tune in. Pretty much it's been what the worldwide listeners desire and want. And I thank you all for your feedback. I thank you, and I'm committed to it. So thank you, 5 a.m. clubbers also. thank you. So, and those of you that are trying to be 5 a.m. clubbers, sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, I guess I'm in the 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. club. I have always been an early riser. I think Mom was an early riser. And I've always been an early riser. A lot of my friends and family members are late risers. If they didn't have to get up, community work or other important things, their days would start like you musicians, 11, 12 o'clock, you know. I know when I first kicked off the show, and used to do it like consistently in the mornings, and sometimes when I talked to my musician friends, they would say, I can't do mornings. You have to put me on at night, Beth. You know, you have to put me on at night. I cannot do mornings. I'm going to bed when you're coming home. But many of us, you know, get inspired in the middle of the night also, you know. And that's how my body, my clock is really, I was born at 1:10 a.m. on August 11th. So it seems like my body is like naturally attuned to the time I was born. It wakes up like around that time. And that that is a time that I get like the most positive, creative business ideas, ideas for the community, or just you know, songs or just ideas, period. It's just amazing. Some of you dig me, and some of you get them like in the middle of the day during lunch or brunch time. But the live stream time is coming to a close, and I still have a few more minutes. Gonna look for some more vital information. Storm system responsible for the tornado. I'm looking at information about tornadoes. Okay. It's coming from AccuWeather. AccuWeather's 2023 U.S. tornado severe weather forecast. The peak of severe weather, this is from Brian Lotta. The peak of severe weather season is fast approaching. It is here. And AccuWeather forecasters have broken down the risk expected, including high tornado numbers this year might spike compared to last year. Meteorological spring brings the peak of severe thunderstorm activity, and AccuWeather meteorologists are predicting a bookend season for tornadoes and severe weather. The year got off to a hypercharged start in terms of twisters, as January 2023 became the second most active January on record. The number of tornadoes, the 168 preliminary tornado reports across the country, were only behind January 1999, which had 214. Severe weather continued throughout February and into the start of March, which included a severe weather outbreak on March the 2nd and 3rd that claimed the lives of at least 13 people. The early surge in severe weather may wind down through the middle of March, but the downturn in thunderstorm activity will only be a temporary break. The severe weather season runs from March through May and will feature peaks and valleys rather than a percentage of barrage of storms and tornadoes, AccuWeather forecasters say. And then they're showing a picture, speaking of 2011, they're showing a picture of a couple looking over what is left of her sister's house that was destroyed when a tornado ripped through Pratt City. During March, April, and May, the ingredients for thunderstorms and tornadoes come together over the central U.S. more frequently than any other time of the year. Cold air diving from the north and warm, humid air rising from the south clash over the nation's midsection. This combined with an active storm track and stronger sunshine than the winter months primes the atmosphere for thundery chaos. AccuWeather's team of long-range forecasters, led by senior meteorologist Paul Pestalock, says additional factors would contribute to a heightened risk for severe weather at times this spring. Unusually warm water in the Gulf of Mexico would provide extra fuel to feed violent thunderstorms over the central and eastern U.S. Additionally, La Nina has ended, which will alter the weather patterns over North America in such a way that it will be more conducive for the development of severe weather. A couple of strong events would be possible in the eastern plains, the Tennessee Valley, and part of the Ohio Valley at times in March. Pestek said, this is a similar area that was blasted by severe weather outbreak on Thursday, March the 2nd through Friday, March the 3rd. Major metro areas such as Dallas, St. Louis, and Kansas City could all face threat of severe weather multiple times in March, including damaging hail, howling winds, and tornadoes. A shift in weather pattern at times could lead to tolls of severe weather, especially March and April, or severe weather would not be completely absent during this time frame. The emergent pattern would limit the number and intensity of severe weather outbreaks. The frequency of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms will rebound late in April and into May, as well as expand into the southeast, midwest, and northern plains. The resurgence of weather, severe weather, will include a new risk. Pastlock explained that long live could trek across the northern plains and into the midwest in May. These clusters of severe storms are common during the second half of spring and throughout the summer and are notorious for strong winds. When conditions are right, they can evolve into the Derecho's? Is that how you pronounce that? Derecho's? However, there is a chance that the frequency of these events may be lower this year and could track farther south than in previous years. How many tornadoes will there be in 2023? AccuWeather predicts 1,000 to 1,200 twisters will touch down across the United States throughout 2023, slightly below the historic 1,225. Even with a fast and furious start to March, tornado activity for the month as a whole could finish near historical averages and significantly lower than what was observed in March 2022. Multiple outbreaks last March spawned 233 tornadoes, including EF3 that ripped through the lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. And they're saying, Rob Marciano mentioned that that was a rare EF4. I mean, so rare is in the 1 in 2%. AccuWeather long-range forecasters say that the tornado count in April will likely finish below the historical average of 182 due to cooler, stable air across most of the central U.S. throughout the first portion of the month. As the weather pattern shifts again during the second half of April, it will open the door for more widespread severe weather and tornado outbreaks, with the threat persisting throughout May. Between 225 and 300 tornadoes are forecast to occur in the United States throughout May, around the typical twister count for the month and nearly slightly above the count from last May of 238. The focus on the worst severe weather outbreaks is likely to follow the trend of recent years when the worst of the storms unfolded over the eastern plains into the Gulf Coast and Tennessee Valley. This is outside the area traditionally considered as Tornado Alley, which extends from central Texas. Dry conditions will be across the central and southern plains, especially the high plains, Pastlock said. The worst drought in the entire country is currently ongoing in this zone, especially across western Kansas, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Too much dry air and heat will put a cap on the severe potential across the region as the parched earth deprives the atmosphere of moisture. As a result, it would be difficult for a high frequency of thunderstorms to develop in this area, and especially challenging for a tornado to reach the ground. Any thunderstorms that do develop over these drought-stricken areas will bring beneficial rainfall for farmers, but large hail and strong winds could also lead to crop damage. Where is Tornado Alley? Is Tornado Alley shifting east? Severe weather tends to decrease some in June, July, August, but thunderstorm activity generally becomes more widespread across the country. Summertime thunderstorms, even when not severe, can turn deadly in the flesh as people spend more time outdoors where they are vulnerable to lightning strikes. A 2020 report from the National Lightning Safety Council analyzed lightning-related fatalities across the country from 2006 through 2019 and found July to be the deadliest month for lightning strikes, followed by June and August. Last evening, last night, lightning was crazy. About two-thirds of the victims were enjoying outdoor leisure activities prior to being struck. The report said, the key to being safe in a thunderstorm is to get to a safe place before the lightning threat becomes significant. So that's some news from AccuWeather. regarding AccuWeather's prediction for our tornado season of 2023. So I really thank you for tuning in to Clutter Shock Entertainment Report this morning and every morning this week and look like in the future. And also every other Sunday. So next Sunday we will broadcast and pop-up shows. So always check the schedule right here on Blog Talk Radio. Always that little see blogtalkradio.com Black Chat Black Back / Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. Always check the information, the schedule, and the description of the program. Remember to email me at CultureShockEntertainment_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. With show ideas, if you would like to be a guest, send me your media kit, your bio, your resume, your show ideas, your music most definitely. We got to jam out this spring and summer with some awesome music also. So thank you for your love and your support. And also Cash App, thank you for your support and definitely for any financial support, which would definitely be reinvested into the upgrade of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. My Cash App, Be True, BETHBTRU, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK. Cash App, financial support, always welcome. Thank you. So we can upgrade. $ Beth, BETH, Be True, BTRU, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your prayers. I'm sending out prayers and positive vibes to you. That's what we got to do. And raise our energy, raise our vibrations, and be thankful to God and have our, be grateful. Gratitude is the best attitude. One of my favorite TikTokers always say, gratitude is the best attitude. And make it an awesome, motivating Monday. An awesome, motivating Monday. And we will continue discussion regarding spring on tomorrow morning. And then Winning Wednesday. And Cousin Linda and I will conclude, will continue the discussion regarding Black history and her experience in the 60s, being a part of the Civil Rights Movement here in Jackson, Mississippi on Sunday. Finally, we'll conclude that discussion part. We've been waiting for part two for like a month now, right? So thank you all for your love. Thank you for your support. You are amazing. Let's do virtual hug. Because I need a hug. I don't know about you. Virtual hug, worldwide hug. Thank you. I self hug myself. So again, thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Like one of my school professors from high school means to say, fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's plan. Let's plan. It's good to be spontaneous, but let's plan also. Let's not fail to plan, but let's plan to, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Let's plan. Let's plan. Yes. And it's all in most things. Yes. To breathe, have a breath of life is a blessing. So, again, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. A big shout out to my prayer friends. It's definitely going to make call into the prayer line, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and amazing wife, Emma Friday, and Missionary Bolden, Powerhouse Kajik, amazing host. They host, but usually mornings, Missionary Bolden of Tabernacle. So many churches are represented. A big shout out to church I've been a member of since the late 90s, since the 90s, and attended way before then. Cathedral AME Zion, Pastor Gary Adams Jr., and his, who happens to be a Leo like me. Pastor had a birthday last week. Big shout out. I haven't resumed my in-person attendance, but I will soon. But I'm always on YouTube and Facebook and keeping, staying, doing my best to stay in the know, but I'll resume my in-person soon. Well, you know, many of us will resume in-person soon, right? In here. Right. But we have an amazing call today. I don't know if I'm allowed to discuss this, but amazing call. Like I mentioned, no labels. We have an amazing call this week. I put it that way. Starting today, we have an amazing call this week. So a big shout out to No Labels, to, you know, all our heads, chairs like myself, Joe Manchin, Joe Lieberman, Dr. Benjamin Chavis Jr., John Hope Bryant, so many, and many of you that are joining us and coming on. Most Americans have an independent mindset too, are thinking independent and voting independent. That means that most Americans are thinking bipartisanship. They're going with who is in their best interest. If you identify as Republican or Democrat, a lot of us are thinking we got to come together, you know, but bring the red and the blue together and make it purple, baby. You know, I'm for purple. So we make it purple. When you mix red and blue together, we make purple. So it's all about us coming together, working together in the private, in the government, in the community, all different sectors coming together, working together, making this a better place for all of us, for the babies, for the children, for us that reminisce on the good old days. Let's make some new good old days, starting with today. So thank you again for your love, and talk with you at the same time tomorrow. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report with Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Much love. Love and power.